Welcome to Today on Broadway for Monday, April 1st, 2024. I'm Broadway Radio's Matt Tamanini. No fooling, we do have a little bit of a Today on Broadway episode today. As I told you last week, we weren't planning on doing a regular episode because of the Easter holiday on Sunday. But when I looked at this week's theatrical schedule, I realized that there's so much going on, I had to get that out first. So I'm going to go over this week's theatrical schedule. And then, as promised, Grace has an interview with Luke Thallon from the Broadway production of Patriots that starts performances at the Ethel Barrymore Theater tonight. So I wanted to make sure that we got all of that out to you on Monday. So let's dive into this week's theatrical schedule. As I mentioned, Patriots will begin performances on Broadway tonight. This is a new play written by Peter Morgan, who is the creator of The Crown. He also wrote the plays Frost Nixon and The Audience that started over in London and then came over here to Broadway as well. The show is currently scheduled to run at the Barrymore through June 23rd. It features Michael Stuhlbarg as Boris Berezovsky, Will Keane as Vladimir Putin, Luke Thallon as Roman Abramovich, and others. The show was very well received over in the UK, and I have no doubt that it will be here as well. Another show that is beginning performances tonight that also had an acclaimed run that is still ongoing over in the UK is the new Broadway revival of Cabaret. This one is taking place at the Kit Kat Club, of course. That is the newly renovated August Wilson Theater. Directed by Rebecca Frecknell and choreographed by Julia Ching, the cast is led by Eddie Redmayne as the MC, Gail Rankin as Sally Bowles, Atu Blankson Wood as Cliff Bradshaw, Natasha Diaz as Fräulein Kost, B.B. Newworth as Fräulein Schneider, Stephen Skybal as Herr Schultz, and a host of other incredible performers. This one is unlike anything else that you have ever seen on Broadway from everything that we have been told coming over from the UK, and for some very special folks who got to see an invited dress type of performance on Saturday. This show is officially called Cabaret at the Kit Kat Club, and as we've talked about before, 75 minutes before each scheduled curtain, they will have what's called the prologue, which is open before the show, and depending on what tickets you get, there is other perks, food, and drinks that come along with that. It is certainly an immersive experience, and from what we understand, unlike anything else that has ever been on Broadway. Then going to tomorrow night, Tuesday, April 2nd, we have three shows beginning performances on Broadway and another highly anticipated show beginning off Broadway. Let's take the Broadway shows in alphabetical order. We will start first at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater with the Manhattan Theater Club production of Mary Jane, the play written by Amy Herzog and directed by Anne Kaufman. This had previously played off Broadway with the great Carrie Coon in the lead role of Mary Jane. On Broadway, that role is inhabited by Rachel McAdams in her Broadway debut. Also in the cast are April Mathis, Susan Porfa, Lily Santiago, and Brenda Weil. Another show that, even though it's not coming from London like the previous two, had an incredible run originally in New York City, and I have no doubt that this will be one that will contend for many, many Tony Awards when those nominations come out in a little less than a month. Another show likely to contend for a lot of Tony Awards also begins performances tomorrow night, this one over at the John Golden Theater, and it is the Broadway transfer of Stereophonic. Currently scheduled to run through July 7th, this is written by David Adjimi and has original songs by Will Butler. Daniel Alkin is the director, has a phenomenal cast coming over from the Playwrights Horizon run that features Will Brill, Andrew R. Butler, Juliana Canfield, Eli Gelb, Tom Pasinka, Sarah Pigeon, and Chris Stack. This show does run a little over 3 hours, but in my experience, having seen it off-Broadway, it goes by in a flash. This is one that I think will be very, very interesting. I could very well see this show being nominated for a Best Score or Orchestrations or some type of music-related Tony Awards, even though it is going to be technically classified as a play with music, but it's got some great songs. It is essentially a very long recording session for a 1970s band that has a lot of internal drama, not unlike Fleetwood Mac, but we hear so many of the songs from this album performed live on stage that it very much does give you a musical feel, although every single song in the show is diegetic. So I am very interested to see how the nominators deal with Stereophonic when it comes to some of those music-related categories, because I really, really think that the eventual cast album for this will be fantastic. All right, the third show on Broadway that begins performances tomorrow night happens up at the Vivian Beaumont Theater at Lincoln Center, and it is the star-studded production of Uncle Vanya. Currently, it is scheduled to run through June 16th. It is a translation by Heidi Schreck and directed by Lila Neugebauer. The cast is ridiculous. In the show will be Steve Carell, Jane Houdyshell, William Jackson Harper, Alfred Molina, Allison Pill, Anika Noni Rose, and Maya Kadigbak. Absolutely star after star after star after star. After seeing the very intimate Uncle Vanya, in which David Cromer played the title character, and Julie Chen and Will Brill and Marin Ireland were also in the cast, this is going to be a real treat to see a completely different approach, a different translation in a much different space, but also to be able to compare it with that one from last season. So very much looking forward to hearing all about this one. So, also happening on Tuesday night over at the Off-Broadway Signature Theater will be the first performance of Sarah Ruhl's new play, Orlando. It is directed and choreographed by Will Davis and features Taylor Mack, Nathan Lee Graham, Lisa Crone, Joe Lampert, and more. Then back on Broadway on Wednesday for the first preview performance of Mother Play over at the Helen Hayes Theater from Second Stage. This is also currently scheduled to run through June 16th. It is the latest play written by Paula Vogel. It is directed by the great Tina Landau and features three indomitable stars, Jessica Lange, Jim Parsons, and Celia Keenan-Bolger. Nothing on the schedule of significant note on Thursday, but on Friday we will have the first off-Broadway preview performance of Macbeth in Undoing from Theater for a New Audience out in Brooklyn. Then on Sunday we will have a number of closings. First on Broadway, the revival of Spamalot closes up shop at the St. James Theater. Of course, we know that Illinois will be coming in later this month to take over that venerated space. Then down at the Public Theater, The Ally will wrap up performances, as will the Bedlam Theater Company's production of The Assassination of Julius Caesar, as told by William Shakespeare and George Bernard Shaw. If you want more information on all of those shows, please check out the show notes. I have links for every single one. Now, before we get into the interview with Grace and Luke, I wanted to take a second to talk about our sponsor for this week, BetterHelp. As we've been talking about quite a bit, especially Grace, this time of year is going to be incredibly busy for everybody in the theater community. But as the weather starts to get nice, whether you work in theater or just a theater fan, the spring can be a really difficult time, as so many more things often get added to your schedule. So if your social battery right now is drained, or if you're on the other side and you're kind of bursting with energy and you have too much going on, you don't want to ignore that. You don't want to either spread yourself too thin or go out of the gate and just kind of take on too much. You have to figure out what is the right amount of you, both in terms of socializing and work, and how you can make sure that that battery that we talked about is always recharged so that you can be your best at every interaction possible, whether that is personal or professional. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social and professional life that doesn't completely drain your battery. You know, that talk of work-life balance, that is something that you can work towards by talking to a therapist. Therapy can be an incredibly helpful tool to learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, and it can also help you empower yourself to be the best version of who you are, whether that is in a social situation or in a business meeting. It's not just for people who have experienced major trauma. It can just be for folks who are looking at their life and saying, you know what, something just doesn't feel right. Talking to a therapist can often be the thing that unlocks some sort of realization or epiphany that lets you see your life and your world in a different perspective. So if having somebody to talk to about things like this feels like it might be constructive for you, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely done online. It is designed to be convenient and flexible and suited to your specific schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire. I filled it out. It is very easy. It is non-intrusive. It just asks what you're looking for and what types of things you've been going through so it can find a perfect match between you and a licensed therapist. And if that doesn't work, if the questionnaire kind of leaves some things out, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Broadway today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Broadway. All right, at this point, I'm going to send you over to the one and only Grace Aki, who is talking with Luke Thallon from the Broadway production of Patriots, which is in performances starting tonight over at the Ethel Barrymore Theater.
Luke, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. I'm so curious, like, are you in the midst of rehearsals? Like, is this coming right before you go into tech? Like, you're starring in Patriots on Broadway. The show has come in fast and furious with this exciting Broadway season. It's crazy. How are you feeling? You've done the show before, but I'm so curious, like, what's going on up there? Like, I can't imagine what you're going through.
It's a real, real privilege to be here doing it again. And it doesn't really feel like we're doing it again because our leading man, the main role really, who carries most of the show is different. The rest of the company is different. And there's only a couple of us who've come over with the show. So it's been an amazing process of rediscovering the play and hearing the play all over again. And, you know, as an actor, your job is entirely relational. You are only what you are because of the person sitting opposite you or the person playing opposite you. So everything's different. I love New York. I love these people. I love this town. I love this community here. And I love your theatres. They're so amazing. They're such amazing buildings. I'm a real Broadway theatre nerd. So,
At the Barrymore, which is historic.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Of course.
But you've,
you know, Brando and Robert Duvall and American Buffalo. It has one of my favorite actors, Stephen Delane, did the real thing. There won a Tony for doing the real thing there, which was a performance certainly back home in London. Lots of actors of his generation say sort of changed the game. It was a new way of acting on stage that was all about, I don't know what the right word is, realism maybe. Real is a nasty word when it comes to acting because I don't know what real is. But anyway, I'm very excited. You can tell.
Because you've now said that you, like, what are your favorite things about working in New York? Like, are there, like, certain spots that you love to go to? Like, is there an area in, like, the theater district you're like, I am addicted to this place? I'm not trying to blow up your spot. I just want to know, like, what are your favorite things?
I love how much this city celebrates its theater. A show here is a real event. And when you queue to get in, when you even just the excitement of standing at those little will call windows with the glass and the gold framing and it's got such a rich history, and the work on these stages defined acting as we know it today, and it is the place where great artists get drawn to, no matter how many millions they're making on in Hollywood. So I love the theaters. I love those streets. I love eating down around Bleecker Street.
I was gonna say the West Village is really like top tier. Like
heaven.
It's so good.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, we walked around the other day, and I'm going down to St. Anne's tonight, so I get to explore Brooklyn a little bit.
Very cool.
And I'm gonna try and go upstate and get some greenery at some point.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay, you're experiencing everything. You know the people that live in New York and like that are actors here, like they don't do half this shit. Like, you know, it's like you're living it. You're like you're living the dream. But you're such a celebrated UK actor. Like, I think that it's so exciting to hear your enthusiasm talking about Broadway, because I feel like that's how people feel when they go, you know, to London. They're like, well, now I've really made it because I've played the old Vic. You've done that. Like,
goodness.
So it's kind of exciting. Like, I'm curious, like your experience of having done like Almeida Theater, all these West End pieces, the old Vic, like, I'm curious about the process, like as a performer, especially having done this piece. And I know that you spoke to that earlier of like, you know, you've changed your lead actor and things like that. But in terms of like the collaboration and everything, like, Has anything surprised you? Has anything excited you? Or do you feel like you've gotten to carry over so much of what you're drawn to over there?
I think what's the sort of the biggest cultural difference, I suppose, is I'm sort of realizing it's all quite laid back in the UK. We all sort of stroll in casually with our cups of tea. And then that's a huge generalization. That's a huge generalization. And over here it's, but I love how focused and how many people are involved with the project over here. I mean, our rehearsal room has so many different people from different departments, all focused on one thing, which is making this play as brilliant as it can be. That does feel slightly different to the UK. But I don't know. I also quite like strolling in with my cup of tea and it all being a bit laid back.
I think you can stroll in. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I think that you're at the point where you can stroll in.
I do. But, you know, other than that, it's largely the same. It's the same people. It's the same wonderful, open-minded, courageous people. It's the same thing at its core. We're all in it for the same reasons. We all want to make change, see change, tell important stories. So at its heart is all the same thing. Yeah.
It's all the same stuff. I want to hear about this show because I think I can read a million synopses of Patriots, but from your perspective, having been with the piece for so long and gotten to really like live in it, especially, I just think it's funny that something from my perspective, from your resume and everything, like you are drawn to like war pieces. Like what's going on there? you know, like really politically charged, you know, even, and we'll get into Hamlet later too, but I'm curious, like, what drew you to the piece? What excited you about it? Tell me about that process.
It's so curious. This, you know, my heritage is from Eastern Europe. In fact, all my grandparents, my mum was born in Germany, but one of my grandparents is Belgian, but my other two are from Poland. And so I've sort of, maybe I have some sort of European sensibility that draws me towards these projects. Otherwise, I don't know. It's sort of really, I think it speaks more about the climate we're in and the stories we're telling, those stories of division. And, you know, there's two nasty wars going on. I mean, I'm sure there's lots more, but we're still in a world of violence and division. So it's increasingly important to tell these stories. I don't know how much power we have to change it over here, but at least what I love about Patriots is that I learned from my first time reading it, an incredible amount about how the world is in the state that it's in today. But Peter's great gift as a writer is that you never feel like you're learning. It's never a chore. It's told through the framework of an incredibly Moorish drama, which is what makes The Crown so successful. So I read it several times when I was first sent it, and You learn how some of the most disastrous things on the planet are the result of two men shaking hands in a room one day, and how Putin was a pet project really of the rich in Russia, and it's terrifying. It's terrifying that individuals have that much power, and so crucial to tell as many people as possible. And most importantly, my generation, who are slightly too young to understand what happened in Russia and how all that fell into place around the 90s.
I feel like a piece like this helps contextualize what we're in, especially for younger people that weren't around for the Cold War and weren't around for, you know, some of these really seismic shifts in other countries, especially like all the way over here in the US. And pieces like this. And I think that also that was one of the strengths of Leopoldstadt as well. Like when we had this here and what we were going, what we were still going through. It's been fascinating to see people be like, I just didn't, I knew like one part of this story. And I think that that's what this show is going to provide to audiences in New York City. I think that they're going to have a much more, and it's really particularly a charged year for us as well, because we're in a political, we're in a voting year. And so and then of course, like we got the news yesterday of like staying in power, you know? And so I'm so interested to see not only the online conversation around the show, but also like the trickle of maybe schools are coming. Like, do you anticipate anything like that? Was that something that you experienced the first time doing it, or is it just like regular audiences?
It wasn't regular audiences. It was a sort of startling number of Ukrainian audience members and Russian Russians who'd relocated to the UK, and meeting them is when it's startling, really, meeting them and seeing how important this might be for them. I'm sure there's others who dislike it, and I'm sure everyone has their own opinion. And I wouldn't take that away from them, but meeting the people I met, goodness, was very, very emotional experience. Very, very emotional experience. And I'm really proud of the play because of that.
No, I love that.
It was the same as Leopoldstadt.
Yeah, you have to love something to want to be a part of it for an extended period of time. Like, I know that even if something is like fulfilling as like an artist, it still can take a toll on you when, absolutely, when you know the repercussions of that art going out to people. So the fact that you are continuing to do it because you find it so important, I think is really, really exciting. So thank you for doing that. I think that's like a little piece of this puzzle that people often forget, is that like, okay, but it is like emotionally exhausting to carry the weight of the project like that. So I'm glad that you've stuck around and that you've come all the way to Broadway with it, because it's really cool. But you're in tech right now, yes?
We move into the theater on Thursday.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you're still in rehearsal. I can't wait for you to move into the theater. It's such an exciting day. Like you get like, you know, your little bag of like, you know, Rite Aid or like Walgreens, like goodies. And then you like set up your station and then you like get your little tea. You can bring your tea.
That's
you can
right,
start with
that's
your tea,
right.
Luke. You get to do it. And then everybody gets to like move into their dorms. Like like everyone becomes kind of the same thing. Like even if you're an Academy Award winning actor, Michael, you know, like you're top tier. Everybody's kind of in it together.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. The same thing. We become kids again. We become kids with our little dressing room spaces. It's very exciting. You're so right. It's Boots in the UK that we all go to, and so there's Walgreens over here.
Oh yes.
It's Boots in the UK that we all go to and get our toothbrushes and toothpaste and
It's all the good stuff. But you start performances on April 1st. There are so many shows starting in that first 2 weeks. So I hope that you're feeling the camaraderie of every single actor, every single stagehand, just being like, we're all in this together. We're all opening the same week. We're all starting previews the same week. But it's a strictly limited engagement. So if people want to see it, they got to come in. They got to come in early. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Luke. Is there anything else you want to impart on the world of like how this show, what it means to you, or just like come and see it, you know, tell us, is there anything else you want to impart?
No, not at all. I just, I hope I've given the show a fair representation. It's funny talking about it because it, when you talk about it and your connection to it, you sort of enlarge your importance in a way, that you doing it is important to you, or and actually in the grand scheme of things, the play is just so much bigger than me. I'm just thrilled to be a small part of this wonderful, wonderful team, continuing to be a part of it. Yes, I hope I haven't spoken with too much self-importance and self-regard. That might be the most British thing to
This is a conversation with you, Luke. So you get to be as important as you well please. You know, that is the whole point of it. So I hope people take away the fact that it's incredibly important, but it's important to you. And I think that that's something that our audiences often want to make sure that it's true, is that like you have a lot of conviction on stage, but also like, is it exciting? Like, because people are paying their hard-earned dollars, you know, to come and see your work, and it does mean something. So please don't take it lightly. Like, it is great, and we appreciate you sharing your artistry in this way.
Right. So, well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Please go see Patriots. It's going. I mean, it's happening April 1st. Over at the Barrymore. First. Check out Luke strolling in with his tea, but making an incredible performance on Broadway.
Bless you. It's very kind. Thank you.